Good morning.
Let me get the right mic. So it's day six. It has been an absolute pleasure to work with all of you, whether you join or not. I just wanted to say it is, it's always so much fun for us. I think this particular opening has been one of the most fun because it's been a long time since we had everybody be in a group and to be able to just like help a lot of people feel better this week. So whether or not you join, I know that so many of you are going to leave here motivated and excited. And if nothing else, at least aware of your problems. Like it is such a gift to understand I am my problem. My thinking is my problem. It is not the scale. It is not my husband. It is not all these things. It really is just me. So I want to just say that I appreciate all of you hanging in here. For all of you who have made it all week long, who keep watching the replays, who are taking this free training and really applying it to your life. And I want to start with, before we get into the scale presentation, I want to tell you guys one thing that I noticed inside of our, in our group. So I just couldn't sleep this morning. I get super excited. A lot of people can't sleep because they get stressed out and stuff. I just get excited and I just wonder like what all's going on in the group and all this other stuff. So I went ahead and just got up at round three this morning and I was in the Facebook group and there were several posts that had one similar theme. And this is not something that we talked about this week, but I want to add it at the very end just as it's just a small snippet. It is for all of you who feel guilty with your like taking care of yourself. And I just want to talk about the concept for a second because I think this is something that a lot of women were kind of socialized to believe. And it's usually passed down to us from our mothers. We watch our mothers be the last one to go to bed. We watch our mothers do a lot of things around the house. We watch our mothers juggle things and we see her tired, but you know, we know she loves us and all this other stuff. And so as little girls and our little boys see this stuff too, you know, they end up marrying someone that's going to mimic their mother and stuff. And they don't know how to treat her other than any way of just like, oh, the woman does it all. But for our little girls, this is what they're seeing. And for all of you who are sitting there, I just want to explain the definition of self-care. Now, if you are one of my members and you're coming to camp, we're coaching for an entire 2-hour segment just on this one topic because it's so important. I wrote this, I had to scribble out the name, but one of our members this morning, and I shared it with a couple of you in comments. So I just don't want all of you to miss it. She was talking about feeling guilty for putting herself first. And I think this is so common. And it's because if you are feeling guilty, it's probably because you have a thought that, you know, other people are suffering or like I'm putting me first and that's so selfish. But I want to tell you what the definition of selfish is versus the definition of self-care. Remember this, selfish means it's even hard to talk about. Selfish means putting yourself first to harm others, or you don't care about others when you do for you. Self-care is putting yourself first in order to give others the best version of you, not the worn out, tired version of you. I just think this is really important because we don't think about this. You're not being selfish. Selfish means you're intentionally trying to harm others in order to get yours. Self-care is when you know there are things you need to prioritize for you so that the people you love most in the world, the people you're serving in your life, they get that version that they see of you, that they love most about you. It is so important to understand that even if you tell your kids, you know, put yourself first, take care of yourself, but you're never doing it, children learn like 75% of what they learn comes from the model that they watch, not from the words they hear. Think about a baby. How do you think a baby learns how to do things? They watch the adults and they start trying to do and act like adults do. Children do that until they're about 16 or 17 years old. They do more watching and deciding with their childlike mind what that means. And so if I'm a little girl and I'm looking at my mama and she's always tired and her to-do list is always a priority and she's never on it and all this other stuff, guess what I internalize? When I'm an adult, that's what it's like. And then when she becomes an adult, if she's not doing that, something deep down feels off. So she her brain and that subconscious sabotage programming starts getting her to start doing that. She'll feel so uncomfortable going and taking care of herself that eventually she'll start canceling her appointments and prioritizing other things. Because what she saw, she now starts experiencing in her life and it starts feeling like it's right. Not because it is right, but because it feels right. It feels familiar. It feels like what her brain experienced at some point. This is why all of this is so important. It is the same thing with your eating and stuff, guys. So much of your eating got built and programmed when you were a kid. Now you're an adult. And what I teach that's different, that nobody else teaches, is how to let that part go so that you can formulate the new that you need to move forward. Same thing with weighing in, which is what we're going to talk about today. So many of us are defining ourselves by what we weigh instead of defining ourselves how we want to. We are more than our weight. And when you start living a full life and you start figuring out who you want to be and how you want to be defined by you, not by society, not by partners, not by anything other than like, this is just who I want to be. And now I just need to go to work on figuring out how to talk to myself that way, how to show up that way, find the ways that matter to me. That's what I need to do. So let's talk about weighing in. Let me share my screen. And oops, let me do one last thing before I share the screen. Let me move me and Kathy over here. I gotta move me and Kathy. All right, so no BS weigh-ins. Let's talk about no BS weigh-ins. Everybody, repeat after me and write this shit down. You don't feel bad because of what you weigh. You don't feel bad because of what you eat. You don't feel bad because of what somebody said to you. You don't feel bad because of the events that are happening in your life. You don't feel bad because of what you weigh. You don't feel anything around it. You feel bad because of what you think about it when you step on the scale. As I always say, the scale is just shitting a number out. Just like, boom, here's your number today. Everything else after that is your brain goes to work on forming an opinion about you. So the number on the scale is just that trigger that causes your brain to start thinking, to start forming an opinion, making sense of it. The problem is that most of us are making sense of the number as if like, here's the number. Now, let me define my self-worth by the number. Yay, I've been a good girl. Boo, I'm terrible. So you want to make sure that the opinion that of the number, that is what you want to pay attention to. So when you weigh in, you want to know, what am I thinking? Rather than like paying attention to the number so hard, pay attention to what your mind says immediately. Because that collection of thoughts is why you will feel the way you feel after you weigh in. So the feeling that you create by all the opinions that you have and everything that's going on in your brain, that is one that's either going to keep you going forward because you have formulated opinions or you have had assessments about the number that feel like, all right, I'm in the know, I'm motivated, I'm patient, whatever feeling you need to feel, those thoughts will create it. Or it will be thoughts that will cause you to fuck all the shit up. You'll want to eat your face off this weekend. It's like, oh, I deserve it. I was so good this week. Probably one of the worst thoughts. It feels so good, right? Like if you think, oh, I've been so good this week. For some of us, that thought is deadly. Because if that thought triggers you to think that you're now entitled to eat whatever you want, it's a thought that stops your progress, that you have to be on the lookout for, that you need to change to, I followed my plans this week. I did all the things I set out to do. If I'm wanting to eat different, this isn't because I'm good. If I'm feeling like after I get some validation that how I'm showing up is working, and the first thing I want to do is reward myself with food, I need to go back and look at, am I planning foods that I'm really enjoying? Am I setting up my week to where I'm thinking really good things about myself all week long? Or am I doing all of my things all week long, thinking all along, I sure hope this works? Rather than congratulating myself every time I do a plan and being like proud of myself every time I leave food behind and stuff, if all I did all week long was think about, ooh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep this up. I hope I can keep this up. If you have anxious thoughts all week long around your actions, then the moment you weigh in and you get validated that your actions are correct, guess what happens? You need a break from the anxiety. So you're like, oh my God, so good. I'm going to have margarita tonight to celebrate. I deserve it. You will want to take a break from all of that thinking. So what you weigh isn't unhealthy. That's a thought. What you weigh isn't too much. That's another thought. What you weigh isn't perfect or good or amazing. That is all thoughts and opinions about the number. The number is the number. Anything that you attribute to it is your thinking, your decision, and your opinion. So what you weigh is a number, and the rest is your decision about your body. I want you all to think about this. It's all a decision about your body. It is so important to realize that how you're thinking about you makes those decisions. We have to realize this. So like a lot of you will argue, well, it is unhealthy. Well, I want to challenge you on it. How does it make you feel when you think this number's unhealthy? Does that give you motivation, focus, and clarity for the things that you're going to need to do for yourself this week? Or does it just feel a little greasy for a little bit where you have to like struggle with like figuring out how to like get yourself into action and say things like, well, even though I'm really unhappy or unhealthy, I'm going to have to get my shit together. Usually that sets you up to start some kind of a spin cycle of deprivation, restriction, over dieting. Versus you look at the number and rather than thinking I'm unhealthy, and I know a lot of you will want to argue with me like, no, I got a doctor, I got meds, I got this, I got that. What if we just thought this is the number and I'm working on myself? What if we don't have to classify it as I'm unhealthy? What if it's just like, here's my number and here's the things I'm going to do for myself this week. I'm now doing things for me. It's very different than unhealthy. Same thing with too much. What is too much? Who defines that? Why are you even calling it too much? Do you even know why you think you weigh too much? What standard did you base it on? Some of y'all should be like researching some of that shit. There's a lot of bullshit we've been fed over the years, especially for my women of color. Oh my gosh. Like, it is terrible the bullshit that we've all been fed. You get to be who you want to be. You don't have to consider yourself too much. If you want to lose weight, don't do it because you think you weigh too much or you're holding yourself to a bullshit standard. Do it because it's like, you know what I notice? When I go up and down the stairs, I just don't like being winded. You know what I've noticed? It's like, I'd like to do some of the things that these other people are doing. It'd probably be easier if I was thinner. Whatever it is. But you just get to decide all of it. And there's lots of ways to think about our weight. And there's lots of ways to think about our body that are refreshing, accepting, motivating, thinking about our future, allows us to love ourselves through imperfection. Imagine if you worked really hard on being really accepting of yourself now. Like, I understand I want to lose weight, but I don't ever throw myself under the bus because of it anymore. Don't you kind of think it'd be a lot easier to go through life and figure out your food shit? You'd probably be more willing to try new things. You probably wouldn't be so worn down emotionally by yourself at the end of every day that you're eating the foods you love, but you're not eating them in a loving way. And that's another thing. Because you can love food all day long, but if you treat yourself poorly, when you eat those foods, when y'all say, like, I couldn't have a cupcake because I'll just eat 12, it's because you haven't learned how to love yourself. I know every single person in here, there was somebody the other day who was eating like all this cake. I think it was lemon cake, maybe. That's not the lemon cake's problem. That's not you having a problem with lemon cake. That's something going on in your self-worth and your validation and your self-image. Otherwise, you would just eat it and be like, no, I really enjoy lemon cake and I can enjoy it a piece at a time. There's no need to keep eating it. I never take things away from myself ever again. I don't need to because I would never eat too much of it because that's just not what I do anymore. Those are thoughts that you get to start trying on and adopting around food before you even have the skill. I am going to promise all of you, that kind of thinking, no, it doesn't feel natural, doesn't feel true. You've got your brain who's used to arguing with you about truth. Like, no, you're really a fuck up. No, let me just tell you, you really have a problem around food. No. Remember, like the last 6 months during Corona, we've been eating all the things. This is why you're such a screw up and you need to like do all these other stuff. You keep setting your food life up and your weight loss life up and your self life up, your relationship with you and the scale up anxiously, then you just live anxiously. This is why like we start changing how we think about things. Noticing thoughts are optional. Having new conversations with ourselves when the old ones start. I will tell all of you, it's because I've got like a ton of my members on here right now. Those conversations, you're going to have old shitty for a while and you're going to have new hotness for a while. And they're going to have to play in the same kiddie pool. And you have to be the one that makes them get along. You have to let old shitty come in as often as she needs to. And then you let new hotness just walk on in and be like, this is how we're thinking. I got you. Like, I like to think of like old shitty as not like, you shouldn't be here and get out of my head and wham, I got to quit thinking you in order to feel better. It's like, no, new hotness gets the last word always. So when old shitty comes walking in, new hotness is like, I got you, girl. This is how we're thinking now. Now we're going to go do this shit. This is weight loss. This is improving yourself with the scale. When you step on, you got some bullshit old shitty coming in, you need new hotness to come right along beside her. This was so important for me. And at the end, I'm going to tell you my story of my one of my most, I would say, biggest moments of clarity that I had when I was losing weight, when I really knew that I was changing. Because the scale wasn't moving for a while, but I knew I was changing. So when you weigh in, it's important to use your thoughts to see how you think about yourself, your body, and your future. That's what we do when we weigh in. We're using the scale not to figure out how much we weigh. We're using the scale to get a number. Understand today what is the relationship I have with my body, myself, and my future. That whatever you think about that number tells you everything you know about that relationship. And then you observe it, you tweak it, and then you start thinking about, what did I do right last week? What do I need to do next week? Now, if you're one of my members, we weigh in on Fridays. Our hello, or it's now called the weigh-in sheet. It used to be called Hello Scale, but we changed the name. But our weigh-in sheet each week and weekly assessment walks you through every question you need to ask. We purposely designed that worksheet for you every Friday so that you can go through it. And over time, because you're writing it and you're answering the questions, that you start distancing yourself from that number. So there's my number, and then here's how I think about me. And that's what we want right now. You guys are like this. It's like, here's my number, and it means what I think about me. So warning, when you don't want to weigh because it feels bad, a lot of you will be like, oh, it's such a trigger. So things like, yeah, I get it. It does. It triggers your negative bullshit thinking about you. So do we want to stop weighing so we don't hear the negative bullshit thinking, or should we keep weighing, feel bad until we unlearn the negative bullshit thinking? That's the option. Because when you just take away weighing in, you take away rebuilding the relationship you have with yourself too. You just cut that part out. So here are three questions I want you guys to ask. When you weigh in, I want you to ask yourself, what's the number that I am today? What do I think about me because of that number? Just put down your top one or two thoughts. And then what do I think about my future because of it? And then you put down your natural one or two thoughts. You want to put down, I would put these on your blueprint if they don't feel good. Because whatever those thoughts are when you weigh in, when we talk about our weight loss blueprint, the things you're going to need to unlearn, unwind, do the thought work and stuff around on, when you're going to have to really rebuild those thinking skills, they need to go on there. Because if they don't feel good, that's the exact work you're going to need to do. And you will find that if you do those, if you start with some of those things that you think about yourself, then it becomes easier and easier to rebuild the relationship with you, and it starts translating into you notice overeats go down, binges go down, cravings go down. Being able to stick to your plan becomes easier. Planning the foods that you love becomes simpler and more doable. And sometimes even saying like, you know what, I think I could do without my snacks. I don't know that I need them. All of those decisions become simpler and easier along the way. So, hopeless dieters. These are things that they think when they step on the scale. This is when we know we're in hopeless diet mentality. I've been good this week. We already talked about that one. That's a hopeless dieter mentality. It means I've been good because of this number. It doesn't tell you anything. Like, you're not looking at things you did. You're not doing anything other than defining your self-worth. I've been bad this week is the same way. It feels gross. And I've been bad this week means that you are judging yourself harshly rather than looking at things like, you, like if I had had overeats all week long and I had gained weight, the last thing I would tell myself is I've been bad this week. I would probably tell myself, this is the moment to love myself if there was ever one. Because when you've had a week where you've been making mistakes and stuff, something's probably going on in your world. If you're not following your plan and you're overeating and stuff, it means something is going on in your world that's stressful, anxiety-driven, overwhelming. And then when you get on the scale and you weigh in and you see the reflection of those food choices because of your world, and then you tell yourself you've been bad on top of it, it's just compounding the bullshit. So it's important to understand, like in that moment, like, no, I probably need love right now more than at any moment this week. And how is that going to happen? I need a break. I need a break is a surefire way that you are setting up your food week in a way that requires you to struggle through it. So you're either planning foods you think you should be planning instead of foods that you actually want to get comfortable and feel in control of eating, or you're doing the work like I talked about earlier, like showing up for your plan, you're doing things, and you're not rewarding yourself. So by the end of the week, it's like, oh, you get the relief that you lost weight. And you're like, okay, I just need to take a little break from the eating so I can gear back up to work really hard. whole point of my program is to teach you to not be having to work hard. It's to work easy. Why did we call it food made easy? I didn't call it like die your fucking face off. I didn't call it like lose weight the hard way. I called it food made easy for a reason, because I want you to start developing an easier relationship with you, an easier relationship with food, an easier relationship with your weight and your body. The other hopeless dieter technique that we all like to get on there and make opinions about is this is too slow or not good enough. A lot of people step on the scale and they get some like scale success, and the first thing they think of is, well, this isn't good enough. This is too slow. That is a momentum killer. Rather than thinking that, I want you to step on the scale and think, this is what I weigh. Here are all the things that I'm doing for myself this week. Here are all the things I did for myself this week. We have to quit allowing ourselves to have these opinions that feel like shit. And we have to get into moving into the no BS woman mindset. So instead of I've been good this week, I really showed up for myself this week. Rather than I've been bad this week, I can be disappointed and keep going is a really good one. Sometimes, yeah, like if you get on the scale and you thought it was going to move, like this is a really good one for this is too slow or not good enough. Sometimes if you're having that thought, you're going to feel so disappointed. You're going to feel impatient. And sometimes we just need to be honest and be like, you know what? I can be impatient. I can do it, but I can keep going too. Until I unlearn so much judgment and opinion about myself. I need a break, or I need to figure out why I want to eat for a break. That's what a no BS woman asks. And the last thing a no BS woman does is it feels slow and that's okay. I'm making good changes. So the goal is to be able to weigh in and not weigh your self-esteem. And that's the whole point of it. Want to be able to weigh in and not weigh our self-esteem. So remember your blueprint. You know, I've been telling you all week long, you need this blueprint. You've got to start highlighting all the things. Anything you think that feels like shit around your body and your weight, you need to add that to the blueprint. Those are the things that we have to work on. Those are the most important things to work on. Because if you're using your weight and you're using your body as a weapon against yourself, if you are using it as a measure of your self-worth, then that is going to be the ultimate slowdown in weight loss. That's like saying, ooh, let me try to drive around with my parking brake on and see how long this takes. All right, let's do some questions, because I know there's always a ton of questions on this one. So I made this one short and sweet for a reason, because I knew you guys would have questions. Let's see. I don't want to weigh because my body betrays me. I want to focus on actions and thoughts. If I'm going to, so that's a thought. My body betrays me. You know how we know this, Marla? Probably feels like complete ass when you think it. If it's a fact, it doesn't feel like anything. But if you say it, like, I want to ask you this. Would you hand that, like, if somebody said, hey, I've got, like, a new little baby girl, and I'm collecting thoughts for her that she can use the rest of her life. Could I use my body betrays me? If you're a no, then you know you have a thought and not a fact. Seriously, y'all, think about it. So I'm going to go back to your comment. If I'm going to keep score, I want it to be about the things I control. We're not keeping score. This is what we're doing. We get a number. And then we decide what we want to think about. Like, rather than, here's my number and my body betrays me. What if you really went to work on believing I have a body? And I'm living in it, and it's up to me to figure out the relationship. I mean, the one thing you can't do is divorce your body. A lot of us can divorce assholes. Can't divorce our bodies. So if you're going to be living in it, no matter what's going on in your body, I mean, if people can, there's a guy that's going to be at the Rachel Hollis Rise Health Conference. He has no arms and legs. He has kids. If he can love his body and not feel betrayed by it, I'm going to imagine the rest of us could level up to we have a body. All right, let's see. Katie, I joined yesterday and didn't totally think through weighing in. I'm in a wheelchair and need a wheelchair scale. Is it going to be a big problem if I can't weigh in weekly? No, it's not a big problem. But what you could do, I've got it. She's got to go to a place in their clothes right now. Here's what you could do, Katie. So since you can't get a number on the scale, what you can do is you can do the whole. Let me just tell you, I've done the weigh-in sheet several times without weighing in. I just answer all the questions. What are my opinions about me? The number just generates opinions about you. So you can just start right there. You don't even have to put down a weight if you don't want to. What is this blueprint you were talking about? In the very first kickoff meeting, I talked to everybody about the blueprint all week long, that you were going to get a separate sheet of paper. And you were, if you want to go back to the very first video, I talked about all week long, when you make mistakes, when you overeat, when you have shitty thoughts about your food, when you're struggling, all that stuff, you need to write the thoughts down that come up on this page, and it's called the blueprint. And every one of those is what is standing in your way of your weight loss. It's not cupcakes, and it's not knowing the calories or anything like that. It's thoughts like, this is going too slow. So on your blueprint, guess what? Part of your obstacle is learning how to lose weight with patience, staying in it for the long haul, no matter how impatient you feel. I understand not losing weight can be natural body functions. Is it normal for weight to go up? Oh, yeah. Is that always an indicator of off-track behaviors? No. So, everybody, this is so good, Paul. I'm glad you asked this. So, your body, like if it's going to go down, it doesn't go down like a slope. It goes down like this. So, it's going to have waves. So, your body from day to day and week to week is going to go up and down. We have a really good podcast on this. I would suggest everybody listen to this podcast. Kathy, can you get me the date of that weigh-in podcast that we put up yesterday? We'll also put the link in this one too, but I want to make sure everybody listens to that one. I explain the concept of why some people don't lose weight for 2 to 3 weeks, and then they suddenly lose some weight. So you want to make sure you listen to that episode, but your weight isn't supposed to go down every single week. But whatever number you are, you want to use it as a trigger to be like, okay, now that I know this number, let me look at everything I did this week. So this is really good, Paula. This brings up my story. And I've told this a million times, so I know you guys probably get bored of hearing it. But when I was in the middle of my weight loss, so I started like somewhere over 100 or 250 pounds. When I got down to about 210 and was trying to get below 200, by that point, I was doing, like, I had decided I wanted to try to do a little small triathlon. So I had to learn how to ride a bike. I had to learn how to swim. I'd never done these things. And so I was like doing all this as a beginner and all this other junk. So I was slow in exercising like a lot, because I would have to, like, if I went on a bike ride and it took somebody 45 minutes, it took me an hour and a half. And so I was like doing these things because I was bound and determined to do this little sprint triathlon. Well, like, I was getting after it, like exercising, falling in love with it. I was starting to like ask people in our bike riding group who were all naturally thin, like how should I even eat? I'd just been eating processed food, still going to McDonald's, still having my IHOP and everything. And they were like, you might be able to perform better if your nutrition was better. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try some fruits. And, I didn't cook and stuff. So I was like making significant positive changes. Well, it felt like to me that at the exact same moment that I made significant positive changes, the scale decided to act like a complete jerk off. I mean, week after week, nothing's happening. I'm either not losing or I'm gaining a couple of pounds, and then I'd get back to the flat line. And I was like okay with it the first couple of weeks. I was patient. I was still riding high on all the things I was doing for myself. Well, after a couple of weeks, I was pissed as shit. And then I had this moment where I was standing in my bathroom and I was like, fuck it. if the scale's not going to move, I might as well be eating what I want. And all of a sudden, it was like I had worked so hard and didn't even know I was working hard on it, on talking to myself nicely and saying things, talking to myself constantly about how I was really enjoying my new lifestyle. I was talking to my husband about how proud I was that I was like, oh my God, I was the only person who didn't know how to ride a bike at that big bike ride that everybody showed up to. And there were people there, they had to wait on me, but they always waited on me. And I was mortified during it, but so fucking proud of myself after. So like, I'm experiencing all this. Well, the moment old Corinne is like, hey, 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 let's have a like big beat down. What do you say? It stuck out like a sore thumb. And I remember hearing it and I suddenly in the inside, like old shitty came roaring in and new hotness came swooping in and said, no, we're not thinking like that. That's how you've always thought. That's how the version of you that just sat on the couch thought, like, we're going to be patient. We're going to look at our stuff, but we're going to keep going because we know that if we keep doing these things, the weight loss will happen. So I tell all of you this story because if you don't lose weight each week, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just every single weigh-in, no matter what. And if you're one of my members, just use your scale sheet. We take you through all this. But if you use it as a trigger mechanism to examine what worked and what you might be willing to try this week, the scale will either, like if it doesn't move and you look back and you've got some overeats, yeah, you know what you need to work on? You're overeating. That makes sense. If it goes up or doesn't move, and you did your shit, and you look at it, you're like, no, I think this should be working. You give it another week. You just like, all right, I'm in it for another week. I'm going to try this again. I did a really good job of doing everything I said I would do. Let's just see. If after week two it doesn't happen, guess what? You look at it again. And you're like, okay, maybe I need to shake something up because I'm showing up for myself. I'm committed and I'm doing the things I say I'm going to do. So that's not the problem. Problem number one, when we don't lose weight or we bounce up and down the same pounds, is to decide, is this the process or is this me not doing what I say I'm going to do? 100%. I coach members on this all the time. Like, don't you come busting up into a call telling me you're on a stall when reality what's happening is that you've got about 80% of the shit going on and 20% of the time you're eating. That's not a stall. That's a red flag to get busy on the 20%. Stalls and plateaus are happening when you are doing everything you said you would do. You're following your plans. Like sometimes, like when I was losing, I would hit a little stall and it would be like I kept Cheetos in for a long time. Until where I really started thinking, the Cheetos, I'm probably going to need to like level up to a baked chip or maybe some days have fruit. And I was ready for it. At that point, I'd showed up for myself so much. I'd changed a lot of things. My palate was adapting. This was months into it. I was very willing to try it because I liked getting success. You don't have to give up Cheetos day one. I didn't. But eventually what happens is you don't have to like take food away from you. You have the opportunity to have these foods around for a while until you realize like, oh, I'm feeling so much better about myself. I don't know that I'm as married and attached to them as I always thought I was. Now I'm really just going to have them when I just really do want them. I understand not losing weight can be natural body functions. Oh, I've already answered this one. Okay. Does nobody else have any questions? Anybody else have any questions? Throw them in the Q&A if you do. I can't believe that we're on weigh-in day. This is all the questions that we've got. If you have questions about the membership, now is the time to answer too. So let me tell you before we go back, here's a couple of questions coming in. I knew that. Kathy, tell me if I'm wrong, but the final bonus goes away today. So our master planning guide. So if you're going to join, you get a planner, a 60-day planner, just like this one. You can either order this version for $38 or you could just print it. A lot of people, we have digital divas who put it in a GoodNotes app and they fill it in on their iPads and stuff. But I give you the PDF if you prefer to print it yourself. Some people I hear in this group are paper snobs. I'm not going to mention names, but I too am a paper snob. So I just like everybody to know I don't use the cheat sheet because I use my planner. But if you want me to print it and send it to you, I'm happy to. Or you can just download the PDF, or you can put it into GoodNotes. You can use it however you want. I just want you fucking using it. That's my main thing. But anyway, that bonus, I believe, is going away today. Can you just type it into the Q&A, Kathy, real quick at the tail end? It's the master planning bonus. And so that means me and the coaches, we have given you our ideal day tips, our best, like, things that we eat. We have completed a few things for you. We've just made it easy to have some samples and examples of people who have lost weight. My coaches have lost anywhere from 60 pounds all the way up to 120 pounds. So we know what it's all about. So if you join today before midnight tonight, you will get the master planning guide sent to you in email. That bonus goes away today. So it won't be available tomorrow. And just so to remind everybody, the membership closes tomorrow night at midnight, Saturday, September 19th at midnight, Central Time. So once the doors close, we will be closed. Let's see. How often should you weigh in? I always tell people, weigh in as often as you'd like to rebuild the relationship with you. I tell my members to do it once a week. If you want to weigh more frequently, you can, but you get one shot. There's no weighing multiple times a day. I say, get your ass up, pee, get on the scale, and you're done for the day. No moving it to another room. No going and exercising to see if that makes a difference. No, like, oh my God, I made a poop. Let me go back. It's irrelevant. Ask yourself, why would you do all that shit? Because if the number isn't making you feel bad or making you feel good, you wouldn't be doing that shit. That's a sure sign when you're weighing in a bunch of times is that you're trying to figure out how to monkey the number to feel better about yourself rather than, oh, I must be thinking shit about myself. Maybe I should stop working on moving the scale around and start working on what I fucking say to myself. And also, is there a time of day best to weigh in? Yeah, first thing in the morning. I weighed myself this morning, lost 2 pounds. My first thought was, yay, I lost weight. I did great this week. I felt proud. Am I putting too much emphasis on this? No, look, here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to take the proud moments and the like, yes, yes, ma'am, that kind of stuff. We're not going to take those thoughts away from ourselves. What I would do is just make sure that if it, like, this is always tricky. So you're such a good example, Kathy. This morning I weighed and I thought, yay, I did great this week. So what you need to do is you need to be able to say, like, when you weigh, if you maintain, yay, I'm here for myself. You gain weight? Yay. I'm here for myself. You can also say, like, no matter what happens on the scale, guys, yay, I did great this week. Here are the things that I did. But here are a few things I can work on to get the scale moving. It's always an option. I want to tell you, that line of thinking sets up fast weight loss. The only thing that slows weight loss down is a bunch of horse shit eating because your self-esteem is taking a hit in the toilet all the time, or quitting for a few days because you're not managing your mind around your weight. That's how you slow weight loss down. You want to speed it up? Get your mental roadblocks out of the way, and then you can cruise the highway much faster. Camp format, is it all day? Yes. It's 12 to 5 on Friday, October the 2nd. On October 3rd, it is 9 to 8 p.m. And then October 4th, it will be 9 to 3 p.m. Karen, if you're a member, just go to pnptribe.com and click on the events tab, and you will be able to see all of the camp. There's a video there. There's all the information about what we're doing at our self-love camp. What if you are in week one and you already feel like you have to give up food that you don't want to give up? Why are you giving it up is my question. Nobody said you had to. Just because you feel like you have to doesn't mean that you actually have to do it. It just means you have a thought error going on. You need to be planning right out the gate the things that you want to eat and learn how to eat them. Like, The only reason you would think you would have to give this up is because you think the food is what's causing you to be overweight. And I'll tell you guys, right now what we're working on are all the things other than the food that causes weight gain, that causes you to not lose your weight, which is stinking thinking, ignoring your body. Don't ignore, like if right now, if you want to be able to eat cake, put some cake on your damn plan. Practice eating just enough rather than like, I got to take the cake off or I won't lose weight. You might lose weight a little faster the first couple of weeks, but the first time you have cake, you don't know how to eat it any other way other than the bastardized way you've learned all your life. Why start a way that you're not going to finish it that way? Like, I don't want anybody to just lose weight fast for a few weeks so they get some momentum underneath their belt. Otherwise, I'd give everybody some kind of funky-ass 14-day restrictive, like, we're all going to cleanse out. No. We're going to start like we're going to finish. We're going to start by making decisions. We're going to start by listening to our body. We're going to start by eating foods we love so that when we end, we're making good decisions. We're eating foods that we love. We're doing the shit we say we're going to do. We're going to do just like what we're going to do. I keep second guessing my satisfied point. Is it significantly less than what I'm used to eating and feels a bit hollow, but I'm hungry in 3 hours? Should I keep that as my satisfied point or explore more with a few more bites? Either way, I end up obsessively asking myself, am I still hungry? It feels like the end of the world, which I know it isn't. Here's what I would do, Kathy. Know that you have a lot of drama around food. It's going to take some time for you to relax around the food. So just pay attention to those questions and just make a decision. Today, I'm either going to try to eat a little bit more or today I'm just going to know it's enough no matter what. And every time my brain tells me it's not, I'm just going to tell myself, no, it'll be fine. My body will let me know if I'm hungry. If I'm hungry, I'm going to eat. Like, make it simple. But your brain's going to want to keep looping on that. But until you keep reminding it, this is just what we're doing. We've made the decision. Write it down. Your brain's not going to know to quit looping. You have to close the loop. Today, we're just going to eat two more bites and we're done. We're not going to obsess about it. And when I catch myself obsessing, it's like, it's a no. We're done. How can I deal with having so much to lose? I want to lose over 400 pounds and it just seems so daunting. The same way that it takes everybody else, Mickey. It's the exact same thing. The four basics. You don't have so much weight to lose. You're starting. And one day you'll thank yourself. So when your brain wants to say all that, you've got to switch it to a better narrative. It will feel so real because it's what you've always said. I promise you it's still going to feel real for a while. But you have to start telling yourself something else. And that's what I've started telling myself. Does your course truly work for the Hashimoto's? I don't know. Go in there and look at the videos that we have of people with Hashimoto's that have lost weight. Please, if you are a no BS woman and you have had Hashimoto's, will you please, 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 for the love of God, tell them how much weight you've lost. Hashimoto's down 111 pounds. Boom. There's one. It only took a hot second for somebody to tap it in. We've got videos. We got people all inside the free group right now that have posted all kinds of shit. Go to our success. If you go to the free group, you go to the units, click on successes. Watch some of them damn videos. Let somebody else other than me tell you about how fucking great the No BS weight loss program is. Seriously. Look, here's lupus and RA down 58. Hashimoto's. Here's Laura down 73. No more excuses. Guys, we're better than this. We are better than letting our brains tell us only the bad shit. Amanda, I'm afraid this won't work. I know it will, but no, you don't. So don't tell, like, this is important. If you're afraid, you don't know it will work. Right? It's like lying to yourself. And your brain is like you're sitting there like, I know this will work. And your brain's like, no, it won't. And here's all the reasons why. We're not even a lot, like, calm your nervous system down. Allow your brain to have its say. Like, here's all the reasons, Amanda, this is going to be terrible. And, you know, you ain't had a date. She said, I've been on diets since I was 12. I'm 34. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Number one, I was about your age when I lost 100 pounds. So there we have that. And this is not an asshole diet brain. Let's just do this. There's a part of me that's afraid it won't work because this is the part of me that's always talked to myself like this. Now there's going to have to be this other side, but I'm going to have to allow my brain to hear too. Here's why it will work. It's normal to be scared. I'm only scared because I keep thinking about all the scary parts of it. I keep thinking of how it won't work and stuff. But I would implore all of you. So I actually posted this morning in y'all's group. You know, as I'm up at 3 a.m. just dicking around. So is me. For all of you that are scared it won't work, I want you to ask yourself these questions. Well, here's a couple of questions I want you to ask. What am I willing to do the next 60 days that would make all of this less scary and easier on myself? What could I look forward to learning about me the next 60 days in terms of losing weight? What am I going to think about myself in the moments that I'm not perfect? What could I think? I don't want you to think about your normal shit. And then the last big important one that I would give you guys is to be like, what if it did work? You already know all the things that you're scared of and terrified about on the it's not going to work side. You owe it to your brain to give it equal airtime to possibility. You don't have to decide to do it. You don't have to join me. You can, whatever you want to do. But don't just sit around and be scared as fuck and try to make a decision. That's not how we make decisions. We don't just listen to, all right, I need to make a, you know, life-changing decision. You would never go to the bank and say, like, I'm thinking about buying a house. Can you tell me every single thing that could go wrong with a house and the loan process before I decide if I'm buying the house? You wouldn't want that. You would want to know, like, what are the terms? What I'm going to need to be expected to do? You would want to think about how great it would be to have a house. Like, let's think about it that way. So cut yourself some slack for 20 minutes today to think about that stuff. And then you can decide whatever you want. There's not going to be a right or wrong one. There's just going to be your decision and then how you feel about yourself afterward. Do you have suggestions of where to track my weight? Yes, I have the perfect app. It's called Happy Scale. I use it. It's free. So just go to the App Store for iTunes, and Happy Scale is the best one. They have moving targets. I can't even describe all of it, but it's a great app. Almost all of my members like to use it too. Question about weigh-ins. Is the scale a reflection of what happened in the 24 hours before, or does it exactly, does it measure so I know how far back to look? It's a measure. It's a wide berth. Sometimes it can be a week to 2 weeks of what it's measuring, up to 3 weeks. So what I though tell people is, like, when you look at your weigh-in, just to make it easy on yourself, just look at the past 7 to 10 days of behaviors and the collective of that, not what you did yesterday. We don't base our decisions on, like, just what we did yesterday. We want to look at the collective and look at the patterns and look at the things you're seeing. How do you work on the thought, I'm so excited to weigh in because it will prove how great I've been this week? No. So this is what you do. You say, like, I'm going to weigh in. I'm likely to be excited because I'll have thoughts that it proves something. So before you get on, if you're one of my members, here's another trick. Fill out your weigh-in sheet before you weigh. Just try it for a couple weeks. It's a mind blower. Then weigh in and see if anything changes. That's always interesting. I lost weight this morning, but my first thought was, no way, this is a fluke. That's probably because I was very excited, but I just can't trust myself to understand that I didn't. What's some thought work that I can do on this? Super simple summer. And that's just something my brain is saying, because it's a, like, it's probably a symptom of still being afraid that you're not going to be able to lose weight. So it's more about working on every single day you talking to yourself about how, I know I can do this and here's why. So if you sign up on, this is my, just to make sure I did everything correctly. If you sign up today, September 18th, you will receive the No BS Master Planning Guide tomorrow. We will send it to you in email. This expires tonight, September 18th, Central Time, midnight. I will post, or I tell you what, rather than me posting the questions, why don't the video where I read them out loud, because I actually ended up having to finagle them. I actually have this one around a supportive husband. Why don't one of you watch the replay and type the questions in for everyone? And then y'all comment on them. That'd be amazing. Then I would know people are watching and y'all can dialogue on them. The weigh-in sheet is something that only members get, Shannon. It's in their planner. It's in their 60-day planner. Guys, if you have camp questions, will you just post them in the private Facebook group over in for the No BS members, and we'll answer all of those over there. What is the podcast Corinne mentioned? They posted the link in here. It will be in the show notes of this video for you guys. Let's see. I started listening to the free stuff August 10th and just joined yesterday. In 40 days, I'm down 14 pounds. That's good. Is this too fast or am I just overthinking things? Just overthinking things, guys. Don't overthink things. Guess I'm scared I'm being too restrictive on my plan without realizing it. How fast you lose is not going to tell you if you're being too restrictive. Here's how you know if you're being too restrictive. Look at your plans, and are you enthusiastic about them? Do you like them? Do you look forward to them? Does it feel like you could do it for the rest of your life? That's when you know something is either restrictive or not. Not based on the scale, guys. It's about your thinking behind it. Thinking. Everybody, please keep remembering that. The goal is to be able to weigh yourself, not your self-esteem. That was the thing that was in the middle. And these slides, guys, we will put them on the replay page also underneath this video. Is it necessary to have a goal weight? I lost 50 pounds. The question went away. Oh, well, we won't be able to do that one. Well, let's put it this way. Okay. I weigh in every day, but I'm just enjoying watching it. Wherever I end up at this point just seems to be okay to me. That's fine. You don't have to have a goal weight. I always just find that it's easier for me to have a goal weight so I know where I'm going. But if you don't want to have one and you want to have like a how I feel weight, or like this will be my lifestyle weight, you can totally set that too. That's fine. All right. Let's see. All right. We are an hour. So here's the reminder. Please make sure you get joined up. Guys, if you have any questions, please let us know. There is a video where I tell you everything about being a member inside the Facebook group, and it's on the joinnobs.com page. You can watch that video there. But if you watch it inside the Facebook video and you still have questions, please put it in that video after you've watched it. If you just have a question and want us to answer it, there is a place inside the announcements where you can click on a link. And you can ask us a question, and one of us from the team will send you a video back where we will explain whatever your question is. Also, you can just post it in the Facebook group. Everybody and my members are all there helping you guys out. All right? All right, everybody. Love yourself. Tonight, no fucking eating. It's the weekend. This is not what we do on weekends. If you are one of my members or you're getting ready to join, there will be no last suppers. As I always say, I am not Jesus. You ain't a disciple. We don't need a Last Supper. We're not going anywhere. I'm not going to take food away from you. I am not going to put you on some restriction. You're not going to join us and be like, what? We got to do all this? No. We're going to learn how to think so that we can make weight loss easy on ourselves and lose weight like a fucking normal person. All right? Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.